us in studio and performing live, so stay with us. That will be us. I play the part of Steve.
Well, I guess I would be the Johnny part.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
I'm working on that.
Yeah.
That's our buddy, Lisa McClowery, and that is partly personal. The three or four people texted tonight and said, what's up with Lisa? Follow her on her website, because she's a busy, busy woman.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a fan of Cher and you get a chance to see her doing her Cher show.
It's scary.
Holy moly.
Really, really scary. She's
yes,
good.
Really good.
But speaking of really good and really, really talented people who we are.
We've got more of them, folks.
We have more of them in the studio with us, and they call Chicago home, and they are just back from a really fun tour over in Europe with Al Stewart. And we're talking about Josh Solomon and Erica Brett of The Empty Pockets. Thanks for joining us, guys.
It's so good to be here.
Hello. Good to see you both.
You
it's great
too.
To be back in America.
You know, we've only seen you guys at holidays, I realize, 4th of July,
yeah.
New Year's Eve. It's always been holidays.
That
right.
makes us family, right? We're officially family.
That's right.
Except for that one time when we stalked you, you were doing a performance. Was it up in Skokie?
Yes.
And we
oh, that was wonderful.
On a hot Sunday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
With your full band.
A sweaty Sunday
yes.
night in the grass in Skokie. That was a fun time.
And you're both born in Chicago, right?
Yes.
In the area,
yes.
Chicago area, right? Born and raised. And as we said, you are Chicago's own. I remember the first time we met you, we were turned on to your music through Nick DiGilio.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, wait a minute. Why haven't they been on our show all these
the
years?
The hell?
Because you've been you've been together. Empty Pockets have been around for
a long time now. Yeah,
at least a week.
Over a decade.
More than a week.
Yeah.
Less than 20 years. Somewhere
right.
in between those two. We right. do love Nick DiGilio. We have been on
yes.
his show a few times.
I think we broke a record once for the longest guests on his show ever.
Right? Because
yeah.
he has a very little attention span.
Yeah.
Very
and we
short.
Had the full band, so we were really talking about all sorts of stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Hours yeah. with that guy.
Oh, that's awesome. That's the beauty of the all-night show,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And we love, well, one of the fun things that we do now is sometimes we're up in the middle of the night and listening to Nick. And
yeah.
it's fun to experience that from the other side of the speaker.
And then rolling over and going to sleep. And saying,
yeah.
oh, this is heaven.
Yeah, we don't have to drive home now.
That's right.
Okay, we're good.
It's perfect.
Just so
perfect.
How long did you guys spend in Europe? Because I enjoyed your, every day I look forward to your blogs and your posts.
Erica's a great social networker, and she kept us up to date. What were we, Erica, gone 8 weeks?
Yeah,
something
I think
like that?
We lived in England for 33 nights.
That's right.
Wow.
Before we went, Erica and I went on to visit Rome,
That's
which
right.
was unbelievable.
And didn't you hook up with family, too?
We did. My mother came. It was awesome.
Neat.
It's her favorite city, Rome. So we
oh, really?
We just are trying to, we just got home about a week ago, so we're trying to unpack the whole thing still. We really performed at some amazing venues.
Didn't you go from England out west to California?
We yeah. did. Well, to Oregon and Washington, where we took our first ever private plane.
Oh.
Have you ever done that before?
That is fancy.
I thought, okay, this will be nice. It was way better than taking a normal plane.
Can I just say, time out. Having been Buddy Holly at one point,
yeah.
why would you even get on a private plane?
Al Stewart literally said,
yes.
I know you've been Buddy Holly before. I'm very scared to get on this private plane. We were okay.
Yes, you were.
It was
You're
a little
here.
Freaky.
I know. That's what would freak me out.
And
like,
Josh
okay.
gets air sick, so.
Jeez.
But
was
this
nervous.
Was perfect. This was perfect. We had an unbelievable time. We performed, I would say, like, one of the highlights is we performed in Birmingham in the UK, and the venue we performed at, the Birmingham Town Hall, Buddy Holly performed on that stage.
And
The Beatles and an 1845 Mendelssohn performed a piece on that stage.
He was the first person to play their organ. So there was so much history. It was coming out of our pores.
But the Buddy Holly bit, to be on a stage that Buddy Holly played on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was like a career high. I don't know how we'll ever get over that.
I cried in the dressing room.
Well, I'm sure.
Let us back up a little bit and go back to your England tour. This was with Al Stewart. Yes, the Al Stewart from Year of the Cat.
Do it, Josh.
That's him. The Year of the Cat. Yes.
How did you guys begin? Because you've had a great year performing with a number of Kenny Loggins and a number of people.
Bad Company this year.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Reverend Peyton, we loved performing with this year. We just feel very lucky. You know, the music industry is such a mess in so many ways, as you know, that sometimes it feels like there's not much rhyme or reason for anything. We just do the best we can.
But we've been making ourselves useful as a backing band. So that's sort
we
of
have.
Our,
we
our
tried
angle.
To angle ourselves that way. Mm-hmm. We started working with a guy named Gary Wright. You remember Gary Wright?
Dreamweaver.
Sure. Dreamweaver.
Yes. Yeah. And I can give you the times on these songs because You're the Cat when I'm an FM jockey.
So
oh, thank
long.
God. I can go to the restroom.
Because what is it, like 8 minutes?
No. Yes. Yeah, it's like seven.
We, played the FM version. And it was like, oh, I can eat my lunch.
Right. You're the Cat. You get that on. You yell your mom.
You're good.
Have lunch.
And you got a little Jerry Rafferty behind that. Wow.
So then if you throw in Hey Jude, I mean, you're
now.
Take
yeah,
back
nap.
To back. That's
there
a whole,
you
your whole shift is
a
triple
lunch.
Play. So we feel so lucky. You know, we started touring with this guy, Gary Wright. And
did you know Gary Wright before?
No, we just got a phone call, basically.
Really?
And they said, we'd been sort of bugging our agents, like, hey, we could do this thing that the band used to do. And I had seen The Last Waltz.
That is so cool.
And I was like, wait, the band backed up Dylan and all these people?
Yeah.
And I thought,
and we did a couple one-offs. We did one with Kenny Loggins.
A long time ago.
And then we did one with Richie Furay from Buffalo Springfield. Mm-hmm. And it went well.
Because selling tickets is so difficult,
yes.
especially all around the world, that if we could tour, we thought, with somebody who's really selling tickets, even if you know, it's an older generation than us, we would take that.
Yeah.
We'd love that.
Good music is good music.
Yeah. And we got along with Al great, and now he's taken us. I think we've done about 200 shows with Al Stewart.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He's our friend now.
Yeah.
Wasn't one of the shows, was it with Kenny Loggins, that it was a PBS thing, too?
Yeah. Oh, my God,
you
Steve.
You got to sing.
Steve, I got to do a duet with him, and I got to pretend I was Stevie Nicks for the night. Now, here's the only problem. It never aired.
Erica says she doesn't even remember it happening.
It was like my mind was in a vice controlled by PBS.
But I was there. And
you know
it very much happened in real life. I've assured Erica.
I saw pictures.
There
it
were
was
pictures.
Awesome. I mean, Michael McDonald's dressing room was next to mine, and he had a keyboard in his dressing room that was on the wall that we shared, and I could hear him going, "What a fool believes!" Like while we were getting makeup put on, it was wild.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
It'll air someday.
David Foster that night asked me to look something up. He goes, "You're young. Look something up for me." Okay, sir.
What's that?
That's your
do you
David
know who
Foster.
He's married to?
Yes, I do.
She's
and she's gorgeous.
American
Catherine
Idol
McPhee.
Girl from the musical
young.
TV
yes.
show.
Yes. Why didn't she look at?
I think she's she wasn't there. If she was there, I would have been. I would have been hanging out with her.
McPhee.
She's younger
Catherine.
Than she's younger
McPhee.
Than me.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's pretty young.
Yeah. Yes. She's great.
Oh, that's funny. I was like, you're young. Look it up.
Yeah. I was like, all right. And then Jimmy Messina talked about bus tires in my dressing room for about 10 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
What ply you should use and such.
That's true. I heard that.
We're going to take a quick break and come back. We have Empty Pockets with us in the studio. If you don't know them, do yourself a favor and stick around.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN. And in the studio with us, we have some extraordinary talents. I keep using that word, but it's true. Josh and Erica from the Empty Pockets.
Really, in this day and age, it's not used all that much, so just keep using it.
Okay.
So we have the extraordinary.
It's not bothering me.
Josh.
And as somebody once said, it ain't bragging if you done it.
That's right.
So there you go.
So Josh and Erica of the Empty Pockets are with us in the studio. And by the way, somebody texted, yes, they are married.
Yes.
I don't know, Erica. You've been talking for 15 minutes and someone wants to run away with you. So
that's what they texted? They want to run away with Erica? You made it sound different than that.
And Josh is saying to them fighting words.
What happened there? Text myself.
I think we should shut up and let you guys do whatever it is you would like to do.
Oh, excellent. I have a special song for you guys today. I think this is a debut. I believe we've never played this song on any airwaves.
Are we ready for an exclusive appearance of a new song?
Okay, so Thanksgiving's over. Mm-hmm. It's finally Christmas time. And we write Christmas songs. And we thought, Let's write a Christmas song about something totally original.
Something that no one has written a song about.
Brand new Christmas legend. So this is about the biggest party that no one talks about. It's the day after Christmas. So this is called Party at the North Pole. Here we go. It's the day after Christmas. All the elves are sleeping late. The reindeer stretch their legs out by the magic workshop gate. It's a massive celebration up in the ice and snow. It's the day after Christmas Day. Party at the North Pole. It's December 26th, Mrs. Claus is drinking beer. Blitzen's giving sleigh rides to the elves who scream and cheer. And all the snowmen put on a pantomime show. It's the day after Christmas Day. Party at the North Pole. Do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do, do-do. Santa snores through the afternoon, wakes up with a start, then silence fills the room. One, two, three. The big guy laughs with ho, 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 says there's nothing to fear. It's the day after Christmas Day. Party now the next year. Do-do, do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do, do-do. It's the day after Christmas. Rudolph's leading hokey pokey. The elves pass round a sign-up sheet for midnight karaoke. The public's not invited, so there's no way to go to the day after Christmas Day. Party at the North Pole. Do-do, do-do-do. It's a party at the North Pole. Do-do, do-do-do. It's a party at the North Pole. Do-do, do-do-do. It's a party at the North Pole. Do-do, do-do-do. It's a party at the North Pole.
I love
that.
That
is fun.
Yay. Oh my gosh. Oh.
It's quirky.
It's adorable.
That's real. We did a lot of research to put that song together.
Yeah, I bet you did.
It's a hokey pokey. You don't get the hokey pokey enough these days.
No, check. I wonder if Lady Gaga has put hokey pokey into any of her lyrics. We'll have to look that up.
That's the B-side to Poker Face.
Right.
How quick did that song come to you guys?
We wrote it at a pool in California.
Of course you did.
Did we really?
We did.
Then probably relatively fast.
That's great.
I wonder what you'd think about this, too. You write songs.
Yeah.
I think the good ones tend to come out fast. Sometimes I feel like when we're laboring and you finally finish it, there's it's a disappointing.
It's overworked in that way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a dough. Like a bread.
Too much.
Yeah, you worked it too hard.
You worked it too much, and it's tough. It's like you can't touch it too much.
Well, along that line, there is one song... I shouldn't admit this.
Uh-oh.
One song I have been working on for longer than Johnny and I have been married.
It's over 35 years.
And it just can't finish.
Because it was a case where the first two verses were like, yeah! But that I knew it needed to go in another direction, and I keep trying to take it there. And
you wake up in the night and go, I think I've got it. 35 years later.
I know the feeling.
That's the mark of a true songwriter. I love that.
Especially if you get two big pieces quick like that, a verse and a verse, and now you're locked in.
Yeah, it's something's there. I feel it.
Yes, I know that feeling.
Sometime I will play it for you guys and see if you can come
up
with it.
Ooh,
I like that.
I'll give you the title.
It'll be a collab.
Yeah, what's the title?
Me, the Cat, and the Six String Blues.
Ooh, and he's got a cat. It's got a cat in it, which is...
And a guitar.
Yeah.
And the blues.
We do well with cats.
Yeah. It's got a cat in it. It's good.
You guys do really well with Christmas. I mean, I was bemoaning the fact that there. I wish there was new Christmas music every year. One of my pet peeves is someone doing all the chestnuts and just, okay.
So many chestnuts.
Oh, God.
It does feel like some famous person checks into a studio at 10 a.m. one day.
Yeah.
At 3 p.m., they're it's out of done. That studio, and there's this album that is done.
And they know it's going to sell.
Right, and then they know it's going to sell
well.
Somebody
else arranged
enough.
It.
And I foolishly buy it, and then I put like five or six
gets
of them on.
They're on the Today Show. It gets a ton of airplay.
It's true.
And then you guys came along, and you breathe new life into these Christmas songs. And I'm like, yes, there is hope.
Yeah.
I'm all about new Christmas music.
Good. What? Not nude, just new.
Oh, I said nude. What did you say?
Nude.
Sorry.
I said nude.
He said nude. I said new.
You said new. I see. I like your idea as well.
Speaking of which, I'm going to talk about new Christmas music. I'm going to suggest one if you don't have it. Rodney Crowell's Christmas Everywhere came out last year.
Yes.
It is wonderful.
Okay, cool.
And it gets a little dark at times.
Oh, it gets very dark
at
times.
Christmas gets dark.
It does. And people need to realize they're not alone, that when they have these moments where they're like, you know what, this is just too much for me.
Some people don't get along with their family, or they don't speak to people anymore, and it can be a really tough time.
Yeah.
We do a lot of jamming to write, and we did a drunk Santa Claus jam, which I think ended up too dark to
Nate got really, he got a little too into it.
Went too far. So there's a balance somewhere.
But speaking of Christmas, the blatant plug light just started flashing.
I see that.
You guys, Christmas, space, details.
We're going to be in Evanston, Illinois for our favorite show of the year.
Evanston, Illinois. Good detail.
Thank you.
Friday, December 6th. We're at Space in Evanston. There's only standing room tickets left. But
I was just going to say, but we love that place so much. Standing room is cool.
It is.
There are a lot of really good venues in the Chicago area.
Yes.
We love Space. One of the many reasons, the acoustics, and it's a listening room.
Yes.
The audience that goes there isn't going to be standing up and dancing. They're going to be listening and appreciating what you're doing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
And if you're standing, there's a little ledge you can lean on.
Yeah.
So when you get your drink, you can still lean.
Yes. It's not like a mosh pit.
What a difference that little ledge makes.
Doesn't
when you're
it
standing.
Now?
It really does.
We were talking earlier about having general admission tickets, which meant we got to sit up by the stage. And I thought, what? Why haven't I been here all the time?
Yeah.
they're throwing picks out at me. This is wonderful.
We talk on tour. It's funny. We talk about general admission. There's the pros and cons to
it.
You know, as a performer, when we're on a tour that's sold a lot of tickets, one of the cool things about general admission is that everybody waits in line.
Because, you want to get a good seat.
You know, but...
And you get to see them in line.
Every once in a while, you're at a place that's so fancy that the best seats are bought by, almost like the Super Bowl, are bought by people that don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and with their general admission show, it's sorted by who cares the most, you know, like, because that's who's willing to wait in line. We did a couple of those on the Al Stewart tour, and that was fun. Maybe just two of them in Europe, but it
Very
was cool.
cool. By the way, text coming in, that's a hit. Let's make it a hit.
Oh,
I love that. We need more Christmas music.
Oh, you guys are the best.
The Empty Pockets are with us in the studio, and you mentioned Nate. Danny and Nate are also in the band, right?
We switched drummers to a wonderful guy named Adam. So Danny's not our drummer anymore. Adam is, but good memory. But Nate is just not here today.
He's in Pennsylvania with his other family.
That's cool.
He's with the wife and their fam. Hi, Nate.
And he went to Pennsylvania, so he's celebrating the holidays and getting a lot of Scrapple.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He actually orders Scrapple. It's
he does it just to make a point.
It's gray gelatinous.
I love Scrapple.
No.
No, yes.
I was raised on Scrapple. My grandmother made Scrapple. Just Scrapple and a little syrup.
Okay,
I'm good.
In fact, I'm going to send you guys a link to a song by another Chicago fabulous artist, Robbie Foulkes.
Oh, yeah.
Did the Scrapple song.
Have you ever heard the Scrapple song?
No.
Oh, gosh. It's
wonderful.
It really defines it. Gray gelatinous meat.
For those of you out there who have not eaten Scrapple.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
That's right.
Don't.
I would stay away.
If it is... If it is cooked correctly, it's wonderful.
If it's beautifully prepared.
Yes. In another state.
It just sort of sounds to me like you're saying, like,
I know.
You've never had pigeon until, you know, it's cooked perfectly.
You just torch that Spam and it's really tasty.
Sit tight. We'll come right
back. Or sit loose, whatever.
We've mastered that. The empty pockets coming out.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio, and you're listening to The Empty Pockets, and they are nice enough to hang out in the studio with us. You want to do a blatant plug for that album, too, if people want to get a copy of it?
Oh, we'd love to. Well, that's our new album, Tanglewoods, out at the beginning of this year. Get all of our merchandise at TheEmptyPockets.com. It's The Empty Pockets. We're also here plugging our December 6th show at Space in Evanston.
Standing room. But
standing
that's cool.
room only,
that's
full good. Band, holiday music, our original music. It's going to be a really fun time.
Yeah, we're excited.
So Bill the Trucker wants to know, what's the story behind Empty Pockets?
So, you know, when you're 19 and naming a band, you don't think of it that hard. It's just sort of, you name it.
Yeah.
And now I have a lot of fake stories. Like, sometimes I say, it's like that Paul Simon song, Diamonds on the Soles of Your Shoes. And he says empty pockets in it. But that's not the real reason.
It's not true.
Or it could be from that song, God Bless the Child.
Yep. Empty pockets, they don't mean a thing.
Right. But
I'm buying every one of these. I'm
yeah,
like, ooh,
I just should just name. But it's just like, we had a million names, and we were like, we have to name it before we do this gig.
Well, you have to acknowledge it was based on Sam Sham and the Pharaohs, or Buddy Holly and the Crickets, that sort of like old...
Right, so it was Josh Solomon in the
Empty Pockets.
And then we were like, man, this Josh Solomon thing is real biblical. So we got the Josh out of there. I mean, Solomon all O's is like, whoa, what kind of show are you putting on?
And then, where's your technical
right,
coat?
Exactly. We were just closing every show with Close Every Door. And we added Erica to the band, and she's such a great singer. She's taken over every show. People are very impressed.
Taking it over.
Calling us Josh and the Empty Pockets when Erica sings the song is truly stupid. So we changed it. I thought we should just change it to And the Empty Pockets. Just cut the Josh out.
But Erica didn't go for that.
And
at
it
all.
Didn't look good on a poster.
Correct.
Yeah. I think And Empty Pockets is still hilarious. Well,
I still like it. It certainly would get attention.
Right. So, I don't know. I don't know about it.
Bozo anything. And the Empty Pockets.
Bozo.
Oh, I know. I don't think I've ever asked.
Do you guys know I was on the Grand Prize game?
I've seen the photo.
Really? You were actually on the game?
I got like called to do the Bozo Buckets.
And?
I got to bucket three. I was only five or six.
Oh, five. Wow.
Bucket three is pretty legit.
Yeah.
It was very exciting.
Yeah. And you got stuff?
I won the Teddy Ruxpin. That was pretty ubiquitous at the time. I think I won tickets to the Sears Tower.
That's huge.
Wow.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Teddy Ruxpin. That is big. I don't think I ever asked you guys, when Erica joined the Empty Pockets, were you married at that point?
Oh, no.
Oh,
we had just been dating.
Really?
Yeah,
she snuck on into the band.
So she sealed the deal.
That is not what happened. I said, I don't want to Yoko Ono this one bit. And the boys had to choose. The boys chose.
Now, Erica's a great band member. She's great at being in a band.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's an amazing time. You have to have good band members.
Oh, gosh.
We love our new drummer, Adam, and Nate's such a great band member. We see each other so much. And
don't forget Daniel, our engineer.
Our engineer, our sound guy.
Very cool.
Produces our albums and tours with us live.
Writes with us.
Our little five-person family.
Little band family.
Yeah.
Do either of you keep a diary? Because this is such a cool time in your life.
You know, I think about that a lot. We should be doing that. We don't. But I think that sometimes my Instagram, you know, I'm keeping a lot of track on social media.
It's definitely the closest. It doesn't go with my sort of personality.
Yeah. I was trying to take a lot of pictures because, like you said, people are really enjoying being on the tour sort of vicariously through us. So
my favorite pictures, by the way, were the ones taken from the stage to the empty house.
So cool. Yeah,
you see how massive the place is.
In fact, I think it was one of the last theaters you played where it was just you on stage.
The Glasgow shot.
That shot was just wonderful.
All these pictures that we're talking about can be seen. It's we're at the Empty Pockets on Instagram, and Erica has taken a lot of people have taken photos.
But Josh, I'm like on the street and we're like doing something fun and I'm just like click, 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 click. And he's like, stop it. Be with me in the moment.
I don't love taking photos because but I get it. Mm-hmm. Obviously in retrospect. Right. But in the moment, I'm always like, let's enjoy this awesome thing.
He's like, can't we experience it with our eyes? And I'm like, no, we can. But we also have to experience it for the fans.
Yes.
For the fans.
For the fans. My screen just scrolled. It's a truck driver named Bill. I think he was the one that asked about the story behind Empty Pockets. Oh, by the way, somebody just said, would you just hush up and let him sing? That's subtle. So we'll just hush up and let you
so
sing.
So there, we're going to hush up.
Our show at Space, we do two songs. We do like an hour and a half of talking.
Well, this is going well.
This is going well. This is how they want it. It's getting cold, so we're going to do a song about Erica's snow boots. Let's give it a try.
Let's not wait till sunlight. The timing now feels just right. I'm coming over to you. Darling, go put on your snowshoes. On second thought, let's no shoes. Not where we're going to. We'll start before the dawn and waste the day. Heralded by wispy clouds of gray. If you get to choose where and when you can be, well, I hope you choose right here and now with me. Baby, why resist temptation? On a make-believe vacation, there's no in-between. Darling, you can hog the pillows. Pretend the plants are willows, the dishwashers are stream. We might sleep right through the afternoon, oh yeah. Wake before the rising city moon. If you get to choose where and when you can be, well, I hope you choose right here and now with me.
Ooh. Oh, Tenenbaum, oh, Tenenbaum. Tenenbaum, oh Tenenbaum.
Oh, baby, let's not wait till sunlight. The timing now feels just right. I'm coming over to you. Oh, darling,
Go put on your snowshoes. On second thought, let's no shoes, not where we're going to. Yeah, yeah, we'll start before the dawn and we'll waste the day. Heralded by wispy clouds of gray. If you get to choose where and when you can be, well, I hope you choose right here and now with me. With me. Ooh.
Don't stop.
That is so good.
I want the FM version.
Oh, boy.
I actually tried to take a picture of my arm so you could see the goosebumps when you were singing. I was like, oh, it's better than crying.
I love that.
Oh, that's
God,
too good.
I love that song.
Thanks.
I love seeing you guys sing it, too. And you will sing it at Space,
yes,
right?
Certainly. Yeah, our goal is to have a bunch of songs. I know it's just for the Christmas time that I like the idea of a Christmas song or a holiday song like, what's a sleigh ride? You know, sleigh ride is nothing explicitly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Christmassy, it's just like seasonal.
That's right.
I really like that concept.
Yes.
Where it's basically like, it's cold and stuff, you know, all that. That's the gist.
So much snow.
You know, all the non-holiday because...
Our neighbors still have their lights
right,
on.
Right, regardless
of
your religion, you know, we were both raised... It's weird. Coincidence, both of our fathers are Jewish. Both of our mothers are Catholic.
Mm. We're cashews.
We're cashews. We're both cashews.
Okay.
So
and
it's
nuts,
that's a technical term.
But there's something so universal about the holiday season that's not religious in nature at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's just American,
right?
Chicago-y coldness.
And plenty of the best Christmas songs are written by Irving Berlin and a handful of
wonderful Jews.
We're trying to take that Irving Berlin White Christmas thing forward.
Take it real seriously over here.
We make a full Jew together.
Let's hold hands. Let's hold hands.
We're holding hands in the studio.
Happy Hanukkah. Wait, now let's hold the other hands.
And now, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, we did it.
Okay. On that note, I think we're going to take a break, and who knows what will happen, but don't touch that dial. Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN, and we're just talking with Josh and Erica from the Empty Pockets, talking off the air about different song ideas. And there's one, I should dig this up sometime. There's a thing we did, it might have been in the mid-'80s.
Yes.
We had our listeners help us write a song.
Ooh.
Really?
And the song title was The Post-Holiday Blues Blues. And we just had people call in with, okay, it's a day or two after Christmas. Now, what are they feeling? And people called in and we just took the lines and wrote a song that way. I've got it around someplace.
It was really fun because I remember we started with, I stepped on the scale and I can't see my feet.
That's got to be a caller, yeah.
Yeah.
And we all went,
my credit card debt is like
yes.
All this.
And one of the, something about I can't see my footies or something
right.
like that. It was just
yes, we have to get together and help Steve finish that 35-year-old song and
you gotta do a jam. Sounds like
there
jam.
You go. You guys like guitars.
Listeners are loving the music tonight and thank you all for tuning in. Even those of you who are sitting in parking lots because stores close at midnight.
For those of you who may be just tuning in, go to theemptypockets.com and you can see the Empty Pockets at Space on
December 6th.
Friday, December 6th.
Yes. Oh, that's a
Stanley Room only.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like yesterday, a week from yesterday.
Well, a week from
today.
Today.
Is it Friday today?
Yeah. Today's Friday. Josh is like literally.
It's a week from today. It's a little.
A light bulb went over his head. He was like, whoa.
I watched his eyes.
I thought it was Saturday.
Thus the term Black Friday.
I've been lost. I'm lost.
And that's why people are sitting in their cars. They've only
got
10 more minutes before stores close.
I had no idea what was happening.
You're not a big shopper, apparently.
Apparently not.
Okay.
This court to say about that.
Before you guys get out of here, during the break, I selfishly said, can you play my favorite song?
Mm-hmm.
And you agreed to do that. And I promise not to cry, so.
We will play it. This is called Snow Day. Shall we hear?
Let's do it, babe.
Mm-hmm.
like a snow day. We'll never make it out of here. And on this snow day, you're stuck inside with me, freeway from the suburbs down to Lake Shore Drive. They close the tollway all the way to 55. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere soon. Snowflakes keep floating by, drifts at least 10 feet high. Our secret snow day, it's just you and I. Let's stumble out there, making angels in our own backyard. Cars are going nowhere, they're slipping down the boulevard. Cold wind is biting, reach out, touch your frozen hair. Snowballs are flying, the kids are out in Palmer Square. We ain't going nowhere, we ain't going nowhere soon. Snow is drifting by, drifts at least 10 feet high. Our private snow day, it's just you and I. Snowing the whole day through, gray skies that fade to blue. Our secret snow day, it's just me and you. Make it out of beer. La 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 la, snow day. We'll never make it out
stuck
of here.
Whoa, dear.
Snow day. You're stuck inside of me, my dear. Stay with me today.
Stay with me today.
We'll never make it out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Christmas,
we love hanging
present
with you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for being had.
Happy holidays. You guys are the best.
Oh, my gosh. Dean in Indiana says, what a fabulous evening. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks,
and then the earlier texter I told you, he said his digital downloads are scratched.
I love that line.
And new music. Many want to know about your new music, and Tanglewood would be your latest.
Yes.
Tanglewood's our latest. We're hard at work on a brand new album.
Didn't you just do something with a compilation album?
We did a live album after Tanglewood's this year, and we just released like what we are calling the Americana sampler.
You know how Elektra Records in like the 50s and 60s did those folk samplers? It's akin to that. They did it for free a lot of times
with like a shipping only thing.
Oh, nice.
That's what we're doing.
Cool.
So it's a big way that we like get new fans these days.
You can just jump on our web store and you can grab the free sampler and check us out.
Yeah. And we got new music in the works. I don't have that much to say about it yet, except 2 points. We have brand new music. I think the album's going to be called Maybe Next Time, which I think is going to be a really cool song. And the other thing is we have a song that I'm very in love with. I saw a headline on a local news station that said, Tense Car Tab Confrontation. And I just loved that series of words.
Tense?
So like car tab conference.
So like a bar tab, but like a car tab.
And yeah. Al Stewart says on stage all the time, his rules of songwriting are write something that no one else has said before. There's no way that's in a song. If tense car tab confrontation's in a song, I'm quitting music.
Oh, you didn't hear the old Hoagy Carmichael version?
Yes. The Willie Nelson tune?
Yeah.
Do you have one little lick of that to share with us?
I'll give you a little lick of this. Here we go.
I saw the smoke in her eye, so I was given fair warning, but I neglected to see. And that was all this morning. It started as a conversation. He smiled indelicately as he handed you the printout, and it obviously filled you with rage. But it was his explanation that began a tense car tab confrontation.
I love that.
That's fabulous. I mean, you just suck us right in at the beginning, and I'm like, what's going to happen?
Too cool. We got a new album trying to follow Al Stewart's rules of writing.
I love it. Thank you, Al Stewart.
Yeah, thanks, Al.
So after the first of the year, are you thinking you're going to be doing any traveling? We are.
It's all on our website, themdpockets.com. Eric, we do some acoustic stuff like we're doing now. So Eric and I are going with Al Stewart to the Southeast.
Florida,
we're doing Florida.
Part of Florida?
1 day in Georgia. We have a bunch of stuff coming up, actually.
And then we're going on a cruise ship. It's formerly the Moody Blues cruise ship, but it's now the On the Blue cruise ship.
That leaves from Florida, too. That's a Miami
Guys,
cruise.
Guys, guess who's going to be on that cruise ship?
Hmm. Oh, it's unbelievable.
Art Garfunkel.
Oh, jeez.
Cool.
A lot of great
excited.
Bands.
Wow. Now, Al was technically his roommate, and the question is Art Garfunkel too cool to interact with Al Stewart?
Oh. So like I'm going to say yes.
He's got to be. Like, the zombies are on the ship, and Colin Blunstone is not too cool. He hangs out with us all the time. Yeah, last time we were on this ship,
he's a doll.
I was at a buffet with Rick Derringer.
Oh, jeez.
You know, and we
saw Dave Mason hitting the slots.
Alone at That's the slots, funny. And Todd Rundgren was hanging
oh
out.
My
it was
gosh.
A lot of so we're excited about that.
Wow.
It's a lot of touring. We're a live band. That's what we do.
Now, when you go to Florida, are you going to fly there, or are you going to drive so you can go up through
Georgia?
Probably
fly these two, but a lot of times we do drive it as well.
Because we're going to invite you up to our part of Florida, because we'll be there, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God, let's hang out.
We'll hang out.
Yes, come to the Panama.
Double date to Florida.
The northwestern Gulf Coast, Panama City Beach.
Right.
Tons of
And your house is okay, right?
Oh, yes, thank goodness.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know what? It inspired a lot of music, and the hurricane last year inspired a lot of creativity.
That's right.
There are books that are coming out, songs that are being written.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
You can drive down some blocks. And you will see these trees that have been knocked over and just the stumps of trees. And people have drawn wonderful faces.
And carves and carvings.
Characters.
Made them into works
of
art.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Just incredible. Wonderful stuff.
Like you guys. Thank you so much for being here.
We love you guys.
Thank you so
love
much.
You
made my night, Yay. My Christmas. You did my song. So now go home.
Happy holidays. And we'll see you New Year's Eve.
Absolutely.
Yes. See you New
Year's
Eve.
Now you know how to get here.
Party.
You know how to get here. We'll be here.
We'll bring snacks.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay,
we'll feed you too. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
And again, the final blatant plug at Space.
Friday night.
Houston.
Friday
December
night.
6th.
Be there. Or be
there.
Square.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
We got a break coming up in the next hour. We will be talking computers and lots of cyber stuff with Patrick Crispin. So stick around. You can text or talk 312-981-7200.